It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. Josh has got an excellent Substack, distance coverage, you can see it there. And a bit of what we're going to talk about is stems from what he wrote in his Substack yesterday as I went through it. It's about Liverpool's second half against West Ham United. Let's go into the numbers first and foremost, Josh. They went 2-1, you can see it in there. They're the better side on the expected goals, you can see that in there. This is one of those games where I wouldn't mind having the stats broken down by half, but let's not worry too much because we can all remember what we saw. Possession 55-45. For me, what's striking when we're going to talk about the second half, you can see it on this. Pressures Liverpool more than West Ham, 194 to 139. Pressure regains Liverpool 33, West Ham only 19. Tackles, you'd think, therefore, if West Ham have made Liverpool fall apart second half, there'd be tons of tackles. There's not. 15 to Liverpool out of 24, 1. West Ham 12 to 17, only 2 yellow cards for West Ham. And yet Liverpool's second half is Liverpool's second half, where they can't pass the ball to each other.
Yeah, very, very weird. I think sometimes a team comes into a second half and plays really, really well and pins you back and you know, seizes the initiative or whatever. I think in this game, I feel like we just gave them it. I think we were lucky to come out with a 2-1 win. You mentioned there that we won the XG, but I suppose it's edging it really, isn't it? What's that there?
The cumulative, well, let's do the race chart now and you can see it. The cumulative is 155 to 0.98, but I think your point and my point would be Liverpool have a shot around the 35th minute and then they don't have another shot until around the 86th, 87th minute immediately after they've conceded. They have one free kick, direct free kick, from Alexis McAllister just after half-time. That's got an XG of 0.01. So Liverpool do nothing of any marked note in the football match. I was fine with the trailing into half-time. I actually thought they were good at 1-0, immediately after 1-0. They did enough, I thought, if the ball breaks for them or a little bit of luck, they could have gone 2-0. I thought they were really front foot. It gets to 35. They decide to take half-time. I'm all right with that as well. Let's be grown-ups about this. That's what Arne Slot's been about. But what you end up with is looking at 35 to 85, which is the majority of a football match where Liverpool don't have a meaningful attempt.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's what the piece was about, and I think we've seen it a few times this season, specifically recently, really, where we seem to be, I don't know what it is, we seem to be just forming this kind of passive block where we're no longer aggressive. You can still be deep and aggressive when the ball comes in within your vicinity, but we're not even doing that. We're letting the game drift a little bit. It's like we want the match to end quickly, and that could stem from being top of the league and wanting the league over. You know, maybe it's been a long way for that or something. But I think the big thing for me is it's not the plan. So if it's not the plan, something is going wrong. We need to fix it then.